Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you are here on this Sunday during the Memorial Day weekend. And I was reading in Psalm 118 recently, and I made a little notation there. I want to read it to you in the King James and then read it to you from the Amplified Bible, because it gives us a little detail there that will help us to understand. It says in verse 27 of Psalm 118, God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. Listen to it from the Amplified. The Lord is God, who has shown and given us light. He has illuminated us with grace, freedom, and joy. Decorate the festival with leafy boughs and bind the sacrifices to be offered with thick cords all over the priest's court, right up to the horns of the altar. What's being described there is a memorial service, a remembrance of the past. And the emphasis is upon that the Lord is God. He's brought us up out of Egypt. He's delivered us from the conqueror. He's given us a place here in the promised land. He's helped us to overcome our enemies, and we give Him glory. Decorate the area around the altar. Decorate that as a memorial to what God has done. You know, on this special weekend, it's important for us as Americans to remember. My message this morning is going to emphasize remembrance of what our past was and now what it is now, based upon what Jesus Christ has done for us. The privilege of the Christian is to remember. And we live in a day and time where we don't remember anything. We say something and then we just move on. Did you say this back there? I don't know. Because we don't remember. We just say things. Social media is an enemy to remembrance. You say, well, it's there in the record. Yeah, but most people don't remember what they wrote. They don't remember what they put. And if you try to pin them down, they're like Jell-O. It just squish out all over the place. Well, I don't think I said that. Well, why can't you remember what you said? Because what they had to say wasn't worth remembering, right? That's what you get into. But there are certain things that are worthy of being remembered. The reason we're gathering here today is because of a Christ who made us free, and individuals who are willing to pay the ultimate price so that we might have freedom. I would imagine we could go down the list if we started around the room that you could remember relatives or someone in your family that gave their life for their country. Let me ask you something. Is that worth remembering? That it costs that so I could have the freedom to criticize? So I could have the freedom to move about in society because someone else went to a foreign shore or maybe in this country paid the ultimate price so that we could have that freedom? I think that's worth remembering. Here on this occasion here, it was remembered, God is the Lord. Do you think that most people remember that today? I think I'm on solid ground by saying most people don't care. They don't care who God is. Brian showed me the video of a preacher who was given the illustration of a man that was confronting him, and he said, "You preachers believe that there's a God. I don't believe there's a God. There's no basis in fact or knowledge to say that there is a God." And so the preacher went over to a whiteboard and he drew a circle. All right, and he said, "All right, here's a circle. This is all the knowledge that is out there. How much of that knowledge, sir, do you know?" The guy went over there and he squiggled a line across the top of the circle. "That's how much I know. I'm a pretty intelligent guy, but I don't know everything." And so the preacher turned to him and said, "Do you see how much of a circle here is left? Could it be, sir, that in that area there's the knowledge of God and you just don't know it?" Man was stunned. Hadn't thought about that. In his mind, he said, "Oh, there's no God." I'm here to tell you this morning there is a God and He ought to be remembered. He ought to be remembered. He is deserving of a memorial every second of our lives. And as this verse says, decorate the sanctuary. Bind the cords upon the sacrifice. In other words, bring them to the horns of the altar there and remember who we're sacrificing to. It's not a baseless exercise. This, of course, is referring to Israel, but it's a reminder of who we are sacrificing for, who we are serving. Let me ask you this morning, how's your memory? How's your memory this morning? Well, there's a lot of things I forget. Better not forget this one. The Lord is God. And you need to build a memorial in your life every second of every day and never forget the one we serve and why we do what we do. It's to honor and glorify His name.